Here's another story from Latin America that our Global Post team is covering. Bad news, it seems, for Bolivian President Evo Morales. In a countrywide referendum, voters have narrowly rejected Morales' attempt to change the constitution and run for a fourth term as president. Simeon Tagle's following the story. Simeon, Evo Morales wanted to be president for 20 years. This referendum was defeated narrowly, it seems, but it was defeated. How has President Morales accepted the news?
Well, he has today said that he accepts the results. He's lost the battle, but not the war, as he put it. That's a little bit of movement, perhaps, from what he was saying on Monday and Tuesday, when he was really clinging to the hope that the rural votes, which are the last ones to be counted, because some of them come from very remote places, those rural votes were more likely to favor him. So he was a little reluctant at first, but today he's accepted the result.
Right. So is this a repudiation of Evo Morales, or is it really public support for Bolivia's constitution?
I think it's a bit of both, and I think it's important to underline that Evo Morales is still a popular president in Bolivia, but I think many voters saw this as overreach. He's already been in power for 10 years, which makes him the longest-serving president in Bolivia's history since independence in 1825. The other thing that's important to understand is that I think politically or tactically, this referendum wasn't perhaps the most astute move, because the no camp united people who didn't like Evo Morales for completely contrary reasons. On the one hand, there is a part of the Bolivian population, wealthy, generally white people, especially in the richer part of the region of the country, Santa Cruz, who never really accepted the idea that an indigenous person could be president of Bolivia, even though the country has a majority that is indigenous. But then at the other end, there are people who've been criticizing Evo Morales for not being indigenous enough as president. And so those two camps came together, along with a lot of other Bolivians, to vote no.
Is it possible to go even a bit further back and find out when and how the sheen of Evo Morales wore off? Is that even worth asking?
Yes, I think so. One of the big issues that has really just emerged in the last few weeks is a huge corruption scandal. Evo Morales, it turns out, he's single, he's a bachelor, but it turns out that a former girlfriend of his, who he dated for a couple of years, and she was 18 when he met her, by the way, she now has a senior job at a Chinese company that's won nearly $600 million of contracts from the Bolivian state. This emerged in the last few weeks, and really has tainted Evo Morales' image within Bolivia. He's previously been accused of tolerating corruption, but not necessarily being corrupt himself. But that perception has perhaps shifted with this revelation.
She was 18. How old was Morales when they met?
He's 56 now, so he would have been 45 or thereabouts at the time.
Yeah, so progressivism is somewhat selective in Mr. Morales.
Yes, you could say that.
Is this another bit of evidence that the so-called pink tide, this trend of leftist-leaning governments in Latin America, is actually ebbing?
Well, it's being interpreted that way. I'm not so sure myself. I think what a lot of voters, citizens in Bolivia, but also in other parts of Latin America, including Argentina and Venezuela, really want is not necessarily a government that is more conservative, but they want a government that is basically a more efficient, more responsive, more transparent government, a better government, whether it's from the left or the right, and one that really pays attention to citizens' wishes. And I think that's part of what we're seeing, certainly in Bolivia.
So what do you think we're going to see from Evo Morales in the next couple of years? Any major shifts in policy?
If he learns the correct lesson, perhaps, from this defeat, he might try to address the concerns within Bolivia that he favors his own Aymara indigenous group over some of the other many indigenous groups in Bolivia. The international perception of Evo Morales is as this champion of indigenous rights. But within Bolivia, there's been a lot of conflict and tension within the different groups, particularly with the Aymara who are in the highlands and groups who live in the Amazon. For example, Evo Morales has tried to push a freeway through the Amazon that has really provoked a lot of opposition. So he may want to consider addressing that.
Simeon Tagle with our partners at Global Post. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.